back to school week for a lot of kids. Some kids are even into their second week of school. And I know one of the big things that every parent absolutely agonizes over is, how do I keep my kids healthy? You know, how do I keep them as healthy as possible? Because not only do we have COVID-19, not only do we have the precautions that need to be taken because of that and the Delta variant, but now comes more good news from those fun people from the Centers for Disease Control. They're warning now about the possibility of a bad flu season. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, you knew that was coming. It wasn't all that bad last year because everybody was masked up. And although we're masked up to some degree here in the greater Cincinnati area, it is not 24/7. It is not everywhere. So if you're a parent and your child is headed back to the classroom, what do you do to make sure that they stay as healthy as possible during cold and flu and COVID season? Standing by is Carrie Gans. She's an RDN. That stands for Registered Dietitian and Nutritionist. I know I could say that. I practiced that in announcer school, as well as a nutrition advisor. A probiotic company called Epicor. And she's standing by to help us, you, me, and everybody else, try to keep our kids healthy as they go back to school here in 2021. And Carrie Gans, how are you on this glorious day?
I am wonderful. And how are you today?
I'm healthy, relatively.
Okay, some would, good.
Some would question my mental acumen, but I'm healthy. I'm healthy. Staying healthy is no trick for anybody, but I think particularly when we're talking about kids, one of the things we want to make sure is that they stay as healthy as possible, and that falls invariably to the parent, the guardian, whomever is watching the child. It's no small trick, particularly with cold and flu season. It's supposed to be bad this year. Why is cold and flu season supposed to be bad this year? Do you know?
I'm not 100% sure. That's not my area of expertise, but I think it's because it wasn't that rampant last year. And I think with everybody all masked up, you know, now things have changed, and it might be more out there. And, you know, what you just said, though, about it starting with the parents or the guardian, I think that's the thing to remember when we talk about keeping our children safe and their immune system strong. It comes from the home. And what the parents do, the children will follow.
Yeah. So obviously there's good hygiene that's involved. And I don't think some of the disciplines that we had last year for the alpha version of COVID-19, I don't think some of those were all that bad to practice as we go forward, like washing your hands and not putting your hands in your face and things that ought to be just, you just ought to know that just by walking around and breathing, but some people don't.
No, those are practices that already should have been in place, okay?
Yeah.
So, and that some of the things actually that we're going to talk about, they should be in place, like making sure that you're feeding your children plenty of vitamin-rich fruits and vegetables, because those foods that are rich in antioxidants can help to maintain a healthy immune system.
Well, sometimes you'll hear a parent or our teacher or somebody say, well, you know, my kids, they hate fruits and vegetables. They just don't like fruit. And my answer is always, well, do you eat fruits and vegetables?
Right. Exactly. Do you serve them in your house? And if they don't like them, I always say, though, which one do they like? Sometimes kids say, oh, I don't like it. And then you're like, do you like a banana? Do you like an apple? Even if they like one, don't negate the power of a single food. So if they like apples, give them apples.
Right.
If they like 100% whole fruit juice, give them orange juice. Okay, there's nothing wrong with juice if it's 100% whole, made from whole fruits.
Right.
There has to be something. And if you don't serve it to them, or it's not available in the home, how are they even going to try it?
Right.
So it goes back to, what do the parents do? Do the parents start every meal with a salad? Is there a vegetable served for dinner? And maybe the kid doesn't eat it one day. Maybe they don't eat it the next day. But if you keep serving it, you'd be surprised. Kids learn from their parents.
Absolutely. And in between those days when you don't serve it, give them an extra helping of Honey Nut Cheerios, because honey is a great, is great, you know. Give them an extra Snickers bar.
Right.
I mean, that stuff is great for them.
You're seeing if I was paying attention.
No,
I don't know if we give
them
an
I would never do that,
or.
Carrie.
It might be early in the day, but I'm with it. The other thing you can do, I mean, there are supplements that are out there, and there's nothing wrong with taking a supplement to do what it means to supplement one's individual diet. And yes, you mentioned, you know, I'm an advisor for a company that actually deals with what's called a postbiotic. And a postbiotic, which a lot of people don't realize, it's made from a dried yeast fermentate. And postbiotics, which are also available in some foods, but they're fermented and not all children love them, except maybe they do love pickles, but they might not like kimchi. You can always buy a postbiotic that's available for adults and, in some instances, children, and you can give that to them to hopefully help to maintain their immune health. So,
well,
obviously, food first. Food first.
Yeah. Carrie, explain the difference between probiotic and postbiotic. This is this is something you take after you eat?
Well, no.
Oh, okay.
It's not after. It could be one or the other. Really, the main difference, which people don't realize, it comes down to a probiotic is living, and a postbiotic is non-living.
Oh.
Okay, but they both have been studied, and the only way we can say something is like a pro or a post is it has been shown to have a health benefit. That's the key. So that's why when we talk about yogurt is rich in probiotics, and it's been shown to incur a health benefit. So you could give your children that. A postbiotic has also been shown to incur a health benefit, and to make sure your child or yourself is getting the right amount, a lot of times we suggest a supplement.
So can you take both? Can you take a pro and a post?
You can.
They don't knock each other out? And the probiotic doesn't bring the postbiotic back to life or anything like that, some horror movie.
No. But, you know, the other thing is, you know, we're talking about foods, we're talking about supplements, but I also think the thing to remember is other activities, such as, and I guess it's not really an activity, is sleep. How much is your child getting? You know, sleep is so important for our immune health, okay? It just really is. And also, are we getting any daily exercise, any activities? Is your child moving? Are they staying active? So, yes, all these things filter in. How we eat, how much sleep do we get, the hygiene that we spoke about earlier, are we washing our hands, okay? Those are all, they all play a role in keeping our immune system healthy.
Carrie Gans is the author of The Small Change Diet, and this is a little bit of what we're talking about right now, and she contributes to, among other places, U.S. News and World Report. Now, look, I don't think it's any secret anymore that one of the reasons why we do get sick, maybe not catastrophically sick, but maybe so, maybe not because of COVID, but maybe so, 70% of our immune health is in our gut. And people, you know, what you put in, generally speaking, is what comes out. And so if you're eating a lot of crap, generally speaking, your gut health is going to be pretty bad, and that would mean that your immune health would be pretty bad. I don't think anybody stops and thinks. They think, oh, well, let me do this. It's got iron and myosin and vitamins, and it comes in a gummy bear. Well, yeah, okay, but what is it doing to your immune health? Because what is it doing to your gut, right?
Right. A healthy microbiome is so important. And this really has come out. There's been a lot of research, and it wasn't always, you know, years and years ago, we didn't talk about microbiome. Like, what does that even mean? But it is the bacteria in our stomach. And we want a healthy mixture of the good bacteria because that does affect. So gut health affects immune health. And it's really, it's still emerging. This is science that's been spoken about more recently, but that's why it's so important what we put in to then how our body will feel.
Okay. So we've established the fact that you've got to get fruits and vegetables into your kid, right? I mean, mm-hmm. that's baseline. We've established that there is something that is a postbiotic, which I did not know until talking to you. So you can take a pro or a postbiotic, and we've talked about eating healthy. But you do all of those things, chances are you're probably going to get sick at some point or another. I mean, it's unavoidable. Does doing all what we just talked about make that sickness less intensive?
I think there's no one-size-fits-all here. I mean, it's what you would hope, but I can't say whether that would be. I mean, the whole thing is we want to do, like, I think of it this way. Like, you want to suit up, you know? It's like putting your armor on, and you hope that that will be enough. But it might not be. There's no guarantee. But that should never stop someone from trying. And that's the thing. It's like, do everything you can. Adults, first and foremost, adults, show your children this is what should be done. Hopefully, you know, it depends on the age of your child. Some, of course, younger will listen more easily than maybe if you have teenagers.
Sure.
But, you know, it's like, this is what you want to show. This is what you should do. And, yeah, we all hope that if they do catch a cold or, God forbid, the flu, that it's not as serious, but there's no guarantee.
No, there isn't, but what it will do is get you on the path to a healthy lifestyle so that you probably wouldn't have those peaks and valleys with your health, and it may help you live a little bit better. Who knows if longer, but you're going to live better and maybe enjoy life just a little bit better. I think
100%.
That's the headline, too. Yeah.
Yeah, and the whole thing is you don't wait until it's cold and flu season to do this.
No.
This should be 365 days a year.
Absolutely.
Taking care of your health is important every single day. And I do think it's funny when people are like, oh, well, cold and flu. I mean, hey, I'm on your show right now because cold and flu season might be coming up. And children are going back to school. But you know what? They were in camp all summer. I mean, all these still rules apply. And that we have to take care of ourselves all year long.
Gotcha. Carrie Gantz, how do people find you if they're interested? Because this postbiotic is interesting. And then all the things you just said, I think, are, some would say they're just common sense. But really and truly, I think some of it is just good for a refresher. Where do people find you?
Well, they can follow me on social media at Kerri, K-E-R-I, Gans, G-A-N-S, or go to my website, which is Kerri, K-E-R-I, Gans, G-A-N-S-N-Y.com.
Got it. Kerri, thanks for your time. You stay healthy.
You too. Thank you.
There she is.